Thanks for tuning in to another situational report from SITREP Israel, providing automated situational updates covering security developments in Israel and the region. Updates weekdays at 9 a.m. and 20 p.m. Israel time. And now your host, Mr. Mike Radish.
I'm Daniel Rosehill, based in Jerusalem, reporting for SITREP Israel. Welcome to the evening edition of SITREP Israel, our automated situational report covering Israel's security fronts. This ITREP was generated on Tuesday, the 19th of May, 2026 at 19:14 Israel time, 16:14 UTC. Trump pauses Iran's strike again as Smotrich defies ICC warrant request and Hezbollah drones hit north, May 19, 1614 UTC, 1914 Israel, evening edition. Bottom line up front, President Trump postponed a planned military strike on Iran for the second time in 36 hours, citing Gulf mediation and what he called serious negotiations, while Brent crude held above $110. On the home front, Israeli Finance Minister Smotrich announced the ICC prosecutor had secretly requested his arrest warrant and retaliated by ordering the demolition of a West Bank Bedouin village. Hezbollah explosive drone struck Israeli territory near the Lebanon border, lightly wounding two, as the IDF struck over 25 Hezbollah targets in southern Lebanon. Iran warned it would open new fronts if attacked again, and air defenses activated over multiple Iranian cities. Now, turning to the regional sections. In Iran, Trump said he was 1 hour from ordering a naval strike package before Gulf leaders intervened. He added there is a very good chance of reaching an agreement to prevent Iran from obtaining a nuclear weapon, with Pakistan mediating. Brent crude backwardation widened to over $5 as markets priced in negotiation failure. Iran's deputy foreign minister outlined conditions for ending the war, reparations, a US troop withdrawal from the region, an end to the Lebanon war, release of frozen funds, and an end to the US blockade. Army spokesman Brigadier General Mohammad Akramenia warned that new fronts will be opened using new tools and methods if the US or Israel attacks again. President Pezeshkian insisted Iran will not surrender but is negotiating with dignity. Air defense systems activated over Isfahan, Keshem Island, Yazdez, Dezful, Bashir, Avaz and Andimeshek reportedly to counter micro-air vehicles. In Andimeshk, 4 people were injured when an air defense projectile fell in the city. The New York Times reported Iran used the temporary ceasefire to rebuild damaged missile infrastructure, restoring dozens of ballistic missile deployment sites in deep underground facilities, though no independent imagery has yet corroborated the scale. The Ministry of Intelligence announced the dismantling of 4 foreign-backed terrorist cells in Sistan and Balochistan province. In other developments, a US resident, Shahab Dalili, was released after 10 years in an Iranian prison. Adani Enterprises agreed to pay $275 million to settle US charges of violating Iran sanctions. Europol announced the removal of 14,000 RGC-related contents in a coordinated international operation. In Lebanon, an explosive drone launched by Hezbollah detonated in Israeli territory near the border, lightly wounding 2 people. The drone had targeted IDF soldiers. Earlier, another Hezbollah drone triggered sirens in northern Israel and was intercepted by air defenses. Hezbollah also claimed a loitering glider destroyed an Iron Dome platform at the Jal al-Alam site. The IDF struck more than 25 Hezbollah targets over the past day, including weapons depots, command centers, rocket launchers and operatives in the Kristofani Ridge area, and issued evacuation warnings for 12 towns in southern Lebanon, including Tura, Nabathia, Tata, Habosh, Al-Bazuria, and Kaifar Huni. Israeli artillery shelled the town of Dibbayn, an airstrike targeted Hanawiya, and a drone dropped 2 bombs near farmers in Klala Tyre district. Israeli drones hovered over Beirut's southern suburbs. Hezbollah claimed the rocket barrage on a gathering of Israeli vehicles and soldiers in Reshef. Israeli media reported Hezbollah has shifted to a war of attrition, with drones paralyzing up to 80% of planned Israeli offensives in South Lebanon, forcing the IDF to postpone troop movements until nighttime. Lebanon's death toll surpassed 3,000, according to the health ministry. Moving to Gaza, the IDF eliminated a Hamas terrorist who infiltrated Israel during the October 7 massacre and recently attempted attacks on troops in southern Gaza. The operative crossed the yellow line and approached IDF forces posing an immediate threat and was struck by the Israeli Air Force. Gaza's Ministry of Health warned that medical imaging services face major challenges due to the Israeli closure, preventing entry of equipment, worsening diagnostic and therapeutic capabilities amid rising patient numbers. In the West Bank, Finance Minister Smotrich ordered the forced displacement and demolition of the Bedouin village of Khan al-Ahmar, east of Jerusalem, in retaliation for the ICC prosecutor's arrest warrant request. Settlers reportedly torched Palestinian fields and blocked fire trucks from reaching the scene. IDF soldiers who arrived also allegedly prevented emergency services from dealing with the blaze. Israeli forces stormed a Palestinian residential building in Dayat al-Salam, northeast of Jerusalem, and homes in Wad al-Juwaya, southern Hebron. A Times of Israel analysis noted that despite dire conditions, Palestinian despair has not yet curdled into widespread violence, citing fear, pragmatism, and tight Israeli security. On the multilateral track, Smotrich announced the ICC prosecutor had confidentially requested an arrest warrant against him, likely over settlement expansion as a war crime. He called it a declaration of war by the Palestinian Authority. The ICC is also reportedly signaling warrants for four other Israeli officials: Katz, Ben-Gur, Zamir, and Asor. Qatar's foreign ministry said US-Iran negotiations need more time. A Pakistani source said both sides keep changing their goalposts. Iran's ambassador to Mexico expressed readiness to begin a new phase in bilateral ties on the 124th anniversary of relations. Elsewhere, a new direct flight between Israel and Argentina was analyzed as a geopolitical tool to cement Israel's footprint in Latin America. Russian President Vladimir Putin arrived in China for talks with Chinese leader Xi Jinping. Thailand will cut visa-free travel from 60 days to 30 days, impacting Israeli tourists. In Damascus, at least one person was killed and 21 wounded in a car bomb explosion near the Defense Ministry building in Bab Sharki district. The UAE Defense Ministry said the three drones that targeted the Baraka nuclear plant on Sunday were launched from Iraqi territory. A Pakistani court sentenced a man to death for killing TikTok star Sana Yousaf. Moving to the analysis. First, the trend. The tempo of kinetic activity on the Lebanon front has flattened compared to the prior 48-hour window, which saw over 100 Hezbollah targets struck and an IDF officer killed. The protagonist set remains unchanged, but the character of operations has shifted from large-scale pre-planned strikes to a tit-for-tat rhythm of drone incursions and retaliatory artillery. The Iran front, by contrast, has accelerated in diplomatic intensity with two strike postponements in 36 hours, while the underlying military posture, air defense activations, missile rebuild reports suggests preparation for a breakdown. The West Bank has escalated sharply on the legal diplomatic axis with the ICC warrant request, a new vector not present in prior windows. On the information environment, the Trump administration is pushing a narrative of presidential restraint and diplomatic off-ramp, framing the strike postponements as a response to Gulf mediation and serious negotiations. Iran is counter-framing through its army spokesman's warning of new fronts and Bezeshkian's insistence on dignity, aiming to project resolve while keeping the diplomatic track alive. The Israeli government is amplifying the ICC warrant request as a declaration of war by the Palestinian Authority, using it to justify accelerated settlement demolition, a framing that resonates with its domestic base but risks further diplomatic isolation. The gap between reporting and evidence is widest on Iran's missile rebuild. The New York Times report relies on unnamed officials, and no independent imagery has yet corroborated the scale of restoration. And the synthesis, the repeated postponement of a US strike on Iran, combined with Iran's public air defense activations and missile rebuild reports, indicates both sides are using the diplomatic pause to improve their military readiness for a conflict they still expect. This is not de-escalation, but a phased rearmament under the cover of talks. The specific trigger for a strike, likely a Hezbollah or Iranian proxy attack that crosses an unstated US red line, remains absent, but the narrowing window for negotiations suggests the next 72 hours are critical. A counter-reading is that Trump's personal aversion to a pre-election war is driving genuine de-escalation. However, the hardening of Iranian demands and the pace of Israeli operations in Lebanon make a miscalculation spiral more probable than a diplomatic breakthrough. And to wrap up the OSINT indicators and dual lens predictions, watch for Sentinel OneSAR imagery of Isfahan and Bushehr from the May 20th, 312 UTC, descending pass to detect any new surface-to-air missile battery deployments or damage from recent air defense activations. Monitor flight radar 24 for any US Navy P-8A Poseidon or MQ. 4C Triton tracks in the Persian Gulf and Gulf of Oman between midnight and noon UTC on May 20 to assess ISR posture ahead of potential strike windows. Review the posting cadence of the Telegram channel Sabarin News for any sudden surge in militia mobilization claims in Iraq and Syria over the next 48 hours as a proxy for Iranian-directed escalation. Now, looking at the predictions through a status quo lens, within 24 hours, the IDF will issue additional evacuation warnings for towns in southern Lebanon beyond the 12 already named. The Iran-Israel ceasefire will hold through May 22 with no resumption of direct Iran-Israel kinetic exchange. Before the next US business day, Brent crude will trade above $112 per barrel. Now, looking at the same indicators through an escalation lens, by May 21, Iran will announce the successful test of a new medium-range ballistic missile with a range capable of reaching Israel with low confidence. Within 48 hours, Hezbollah will launch a coordinated drone swarm of 10 or more UAVs at a single IDF base in northern Israel, overwhelming Iron Dome and causing casualties with low confidence. By May 22, the US will announce the deployment of an additional carrier strike group to the CENTCOM area of responsibility with low confidence. That concludes this Sitrep. For more, visit sitrepisr.com or subscribe on Telegram at t.me/Israel_Sitreps. This is Daniel Rosehill signing off from Jerusalem.